Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
If you happen to be in your car at the moment, I'm hoping that you can take a look at your petrol gauge. Maybe it's Mampara week, so it's not looking too good. Or maybe it's a Monday and you're sitting comfortably on a full tank. But get this, in the next few weeks, we might be in for what could be a full-blown crisis, as described by the AA. That's on the back of ongoing concerns that the fuel price will largely, or likely, increase quite substantially, based not only on the dollar-rand exchange rate, but where we see the projections for the Brent crude oil price and the impact that that will have on our local market. But to help us unpack this further, we join on the line by Leighton Beard. He is the spokesperson for AA. Leighton, always good to speak to you, and thank you so much for making time, sir.
Thanks, Gugu. Good to be with you. Aisha, I always feel like I speak to you when there's only bad news. Hopefully one day soon we'll give some good news as well.
You will. I'm certain that you will. But you help us, because you help us unpack the elements of concern that we should be aware of, right? Because ultimately all of this impacts our pockets, whether you're on a taxi ride, whether you own a vehicle, or actually doing your groceries on a week-to-week basis. But help us understand, what's the concern regarding the petrol price increase that we're likely anticipating?
So first of all, let's just call it the fuel price increase, because when we talk about fuel, we talk about petrol, we talk about diesel, and then we also talk about illuminating paraffin. And illuminating paraffin is also set for quite a huge increase. And, you know, people use that fuel for heating, for cooking, for lighting. So when that price goes up, I mean, people really, really suffer. We talk about, 20 or 30 or 40 cents, but to very many people, because our unemployment rate is so high, that is a lot of money. And when you consider that you need a couple of liters of that stuff to do what you need to do, then it has a huge impact on your life. When you talk about diesel, people in the agricultural sector, farmers, people in the manufacturing sector, a lot of trucks that transport goods across the country all rely on diesel. So when that goes up, invariably they have to pass those increases on to consumers. So your loaf of bread might have cost you R9.50. We are saying when this price goes up by this much, it could cost you R9.55. It's only 5 cents, but consider that on a basket of goods, and it certainly does become significant at the end of the day.
And that's the concern here, right? As you say, it's anticipated increases, and I guess this is largely because of exogenous factors?
Absolutely. I mean, we're looking here at international petroleum prices, which are around about $85 for Brent crude at the moment. You know, there's all kinds of wild rumors about how high that's going to go. I mean, obviously, you just got to watch the markets and see exactly where it does go. But it's becoming more expensive, and we know that, for instance, the U.S. has asked the OPEC plus countries, to increase production, because increased production would mean that there's more oil on the market, and therefore it doesn't have to be that expensive. But the Northern Hemisphere is going into their winter season, and that means that they're going to need a lot more oil, and they use that specifically for heating in that circumstance. So the demand is going to increase, and as long as there's this huge demand, people who manufacture oil, or people who extract oil, should I say, are not going to say, we're going to cut production. They're going to produce to meet that demand, and it just makes it more expensive. And yes, it happens halfway across the world, but at the end of the day, that price is the price that we in South Africa have to pay for the oil that we refine locally. And because of that, that means that the price we pay locally is going to be more expensive. And yes, we do have the Rand-US dollar exchange rate that comes into the picture. Rand not performing too badly. It's been on a pretty good streak, but again, it's very volatile. One day it's at R14.60, the next it's at R15.01, and that's what we've seen, these very kind of big swings. And so it makes predicting exactly what's going to happen with that quite difficult. So the big marker is what's happening with oil, and that's what we're seeing. Increasing prices in oil, and it's likely that that trend is going to continue.
This is concerning, though, because it's headed to the festive season in South Africa, right? We like to shop, we like to travel, we like to spend. We don't want to pay more for petrol during such a difficult time.
We don't. And it comes at a time when people are already, very cash-strapped. I mean, and I say that, not very likely. I mean, people are facing some huge financial strain. We've come off a year of COVID. People have lost their jobs. People haven't been able to find their jobs. People are cutting back all the time on their personal finances. The economy is struggling. So, it's all of these factors we have to consider. It's not a great time for such a huge increase. And it's going to affect a lot of people. We talk about, we can't go on holiday, we can't buy expensive gifts, we can't do this. A lot of people are listening to this conversation going, hell, I can't even afford a loaf of bread and 6 eggs, and that's my problem. And I think that situation is going to get worse. My heart certainly goes out to those guys.
No, it certainly does, and you're quite right. It raises a few concerns. I guess, Leighton, in order to prepare our minds and our budgets and for the bleak climate that we're looking ahead, what are the estimations, I guess, as to how high the petrol price could go?
Yeah, I mean, at this stage, the price of petrol in Gauteng is around R18.50 a litre. So that's already steep. It's a record high already. Well, R18.34 was the record in September, but there or thereabouts. So another rand to that petrol price is going to push it above 19 rand into 19 rand 30 territory. Not very far off 20 rand a litre, which is enormous, right? It's a psychological level. I mean, it's the middle of the month. This picture may change. We don't think it's going to change drastically. If it does change, maybe 15 cents, you know, down, maybe. We don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of days. If it does come down by 15 cents, it's still an 85 cent increase. So, you know, use petrol sparingly if you can. Obviously, not everybody can, but, you know, if you can, use it sparingly. But just be aware that this increase is coming. Budget, you know, an extra rand for fuel and see how that affects your budget. At the end of the day, the increases may not happen in the first 2 weeks, but, you know, the knock-on increases, let me rather say, the fuel increase happens on the first Wednesday. But the knock-on increases may not happen immediately, but we certainly get to feel it. Our advice is just be aware of it, understand what it is, understand what that number is and how it's going to impact on your personal finances and make provision for it.
Goodness, it's a tough one. Leighton, thank you so much, though, for giving us that update and, of course, allowing us the benefit of budgeting. And hopefully we manage to get by because, as you say, it's not just going to impact the cost within our vehicles. But even when it comes to agriculture, food, a wide variety of elements of the sector that and the economy that will be hit. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Leighton. Really appreciate it and the feedback you've given us. That's the AA spokesperson, Leighton Beard. And as you've heard there, do make sure that you try to work in a budget of an extra rand for your petrol per litre, especially within the upcoming month.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the streets, on the air.